Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Welcome to Chiefs Post Game. Instant reaction on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Presented by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Roberts Robinson makes it easy. Ask for Mike Robinson on the showroom floor or shop, click, and drive at RobertsRobinson.com. Right now, up to 15% off MSRP on select Chevrolet models. Chevy, find new roads. Online at RobertsRobinson.com. Elite Automation, they design and install intelligent building systems. They're all automated that can save you thousands off your utilities. Make your building great again with Elite Automation, specializing in retrofitting HVAC control systems for your building's maximum comfort and savings. It's a 2 to 4 year payback window with new HVAC control systems from Elite Automation. Mention KKHI, and Elite will provide 12 months cloud hosting free. Online at EliteAutomate.com. And Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck's team is available 24/7 for emergencies, so you can sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
What an incredible way to start the season for the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Cleveland Browns 33-29 at a sold-out Arrowhead Stadium that looked spectacular all day long. In the end, was so loud and confusing for Cleveland, it completely turned the game around. And what looked like was just going to be a wildly entertaining game that the Chiefs may not be able to come from behind and win, they do it again. Patrick Mahomes with his 10th comeback victory as Chiefs quarterback when down 10 points or more. That is just an amazing statistic that he's done this so many times, and they get it done today as the Chiefs win the game 33-29. It was an unbelievable scene at Arrowhead. For me, it started emotionally watching at about 11:55 this morning the 9/11 tribute and the national anthem that was sung and played in all the stadiums around the league at straight up 12 noon. It was very, very emotional. It was a great day of football, some tremendous early games, and then the Chiefs and Browns just entertained the living daylights out of America with a thriller that went down to, like, the last play. The interception by Mike Hughes of Baker Mayfield with very little time on the clock, less than a minute to go. The third turnover of the second half for the Cleveland Browns did them in. The big, big, big part of that play was Baker Mayfield was tripped barely by – tripped isn't the right word. Daniel Sorensen got a hand on Baker Mayfield's foot as he was trying to throw the ball away, which led him toward falling toward the ground. And as he threw the ball, it just became a floating duck. And Mike Hughes stepped right in and intercepted it and iced the game. And this game was not over. The Chiefs did very little stopping of the Cleveland Browns today. In the end, the Browns hurt themselves with those three turnovers in the second half. One, a muffed punt. Really, as soon as in the third quarter when Chubb fumbled the football, you thought there's a ray of hope. The Chiefs are down 12. It doesn't look good. It just didn't look like the Chiefs were going to win the game. Chubb fumbles. You're like, okay, they're within striking distance now. Then it got crazy as Patrick Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill on the long touchdown pass to bring the Chiefs right back into the thing. Then it gets really, really loud at Arrowhead, and you could feel the emotion change. At that point, I think it was Chris Jones that got the sack of Baker Mayfield. They get the Cleveland Browns to punt. Finally, first punt of the game. And it is so loud and rocking at Arrowhead after the Chiefs have scored this long touchdown and then gotten a sack and the stop of the Browns that the punter just didn't handle the snap. I mean, it's just strictly, purely crowd noise and Arrowhead intimidation. He fumbles the snap, and then the knucklehead, while rolling out to the right, instead of just trying to kick it downfield a little bit, what's he going to do, run the ball? No. Chiefs take over at the 15-yard line. That turns into a Travis Kelce touchdown. The Chiefs take the lead, and it was pandemonium at Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, this was, forget COVID, it's over. This thing was absolutely on at Arrowhead. It was loud. It was crazy. Fans absolutely going bonkers. The Chiefs then on offense have a chance to win the game. They could run the clock out with a couple more first downs, and they don't. Chiefs wind up punting with about 2.5 minutes to play. The Browns get the ball back. They moved it across midfield before the turnover happens, and the Chiefs are able to win the game with the interception 33-29. There are so many things to take away from this game. And I'll remind you that on Monday mornings, the Monday podcast, Stan Weber will join us to break down everything that he saw, not just with the Chiefs, but in college football and around the league. We'll do much more of that on the Monday morning podcast. But it is week one, and we know in sports not to look too much into one thing or another in week one, whether or the first baseball game of the year, the first football game of the year. But it was disconcerting to see Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark not out there, and the Chiefs simply didn't seem to have any playmakers on defense. It was bad most of the day. I mean, really bad. The Cleveland Browns rushed for over 153 yards in this game, up and down the field on the Chiefs, gashing them. At times, it looked, I commented with the friends we were watching with, I said, is Bob Sutton back? This looks like the Bob Sutton defense. I mean, the Chiefs didn't do anything well defensively for the better part of two and a half quarters, three quarters. And it started late, and it took the crowd, and a lot of it was maybe the Chiefs playing more energized on the defensive side of the ball with the crowd noise, and the Cleveland Browns certainly becoming mistake-prone with all of the crowd noise and the intensity of this game. Patrick Mahomes is the one who lit the fuse. It always goes back to Patrick Mahomes. He's rolling, he's rolling, he's rolling. He's, as Tony Romo said, he's the only human being on the planet that can make the throw. He heaves it all the way down field to Tyreek Hill, who's one-on-one, and allows Tyreek Hill to be looking back at the ball and basically play it like a punt. Deke the other guy out, sneak back at the last second, catch it, and he just walks into the end zone. It was an amazing play. It's, you know, it's not textbook because it wasn't like an in-stride receiver type play, but that is exactly what that play is. That Mahomes did what he was supposed to do. You throw it short, you let your receiver adjust and come back to it. Hey, if it gets intercepted down there, it's as good as a punt. So it was just a fantastic play as he was running out of room, running to the right side. I didn't think the offensive line was particularly good today. I thought Mahomes was under duress a lot. He was flushing out of the pocket and absolutely brilliant. It didn't look that much different than the game in the Super Bowl, except the Chiefs were able, when they get into tight squeezes, made some tight throws to Kelce for touchdowns twice. They were able to get in the end zone in this game and make the plays on third down and come up in a big way. But it was the same game plan. It was the same as that Super Bowl against Tampa. He was just running around all day long, and when he did have a pocket, he had to step up in it. It was collapsing behind him most of the day. So the running game was not good for Kansas City. 3.6 yards per carry isn't going to wow anybody. That's definitely not good enough. But Mahomes, you know, he just doesn't need very many things. He just doesn't. He doesn't need a great offensive line. You'd love to see better protection. I would love to have seen the line work today. I would love to have seen the Chiefs be able to run the football. They did a little bit of running in the second half. It looked a little bit better than it did in the first half, but it still wasn't great. In the end, it always just comes down to Mahomes has to make plays, and if he gets you in the lead, the defense has to do something. And the defense did just enough. I got to admit, I'm telling you, the fans were more important in that game than the defense was. Yes, the defense got three takeaways in the second half. One was a gift from the fans. The punter just fumbling the snap, just totally freaked out there, just totally lost his mind. I mean, that was just fantastic. Daniel Sorensen made a great play on that last play of the game where they intercepted Mayfield, and I didn't see who punched the ball out of Nick Chubb when he fumbled earlier in the third quarter. It was kind of a little that was not a crowd noise type situation for turnover or momentum type thing, but it did give the Chiefs a little bit of a ray of sunshine. This was just an amazing football game that had everything. Our amazing GarageFloors.net player of the game, of course, is Patrick Mahomes, who goes 27 of 36, 337 yards, three touchdowns in this game, as the Chiefs win 33-29. They have now won seven straight openers. Patrick Mahomes is now in his career 11-0 in September. I mentioned it was his 10th comeback win in his career already from down 10 points or more, and the Chiefs were down 12 in this game. And they never led until they took the lead at 33-29. The Chiefs never led in this game. And it would have been, if the Chiefs had not come back and won, this would have been the only game of Patrick Mahomes' career where he did not have a lead at some point. That is an amazing statistic as well. He's had a lead in every single professional football game he's ever played in. That's just an unbelievable statistic. This was just a glorious sight. Arrowhead itself was glorious. The comeback win was fantastic. I wasn't convinced they were going to win. This, you know, even, you know, when they punted away and you knew the Browns were getting the ball back, you couldn't have felt like, hey, they've got this. You just couldn't feel that because the defense had not played that well. And I felt the whole time, they're not stopping them on four downs. They're going to need a turnover here. And, man, the Browns threw a sweet little screen pass to Kareem Hunt that got him out to midfield in a hurry, and I thought, wow, they're going to have to take it away. Somebody's going to have to fumble. Somebody's got to pick one off. When the field gets short, if they get down by the end zone, maybe it's desperation. The Chiefs are going to have to pick this thing off, and they did. Daniel Sorensen with the play of the game, just getting a hand on the ankle of Baker Mayfield as he started to trip on that last play. He was trying to throw the ball out of bounds. He was trying to get rid of it, stop the clock, and throw it out of bounds. But Daniel Sorensen wouldn't have it. Mike Hughes stepped in, got the ball. The Chiefs won it. It was simply a terrific football game. We knew it would be wildly entertaining. Now, again, not too much for week one, but I will say this about the Cleveland Browns and the friends we were watching with, I said this too, and these are a couple of my friends are really smart football guys. They really know this stuff. And I made a point and I thought, boy, you know, because they're big time Chiefs fans. They don't like, if I say anything negative, like, you know, the guy was kicked out of the game. The Browns player was kicked out of the game early in the game after they have the scuffle on the sidelines with the Chiefs coach. I thought the Chiefs coach should have been kicked out too. He pushed him first and has no business over there getting in some kind of a scrum with the players. Coaches aren't supposed to be over there and do that. I thought that was a break. Oh, they couldn't believe that I was saying that I thought, that, you know. But that's just the way I see things. I try to look at things objectively. When I watch the Browns and you watch this football game today, I can objectively say this. Baker Mayfield is not Patrick Mahomes. Baker Mayfield is a fine football player. He is a really good quarterback. He is not Patrick Mahomes. There's no controversy in that. But beyond that, the other 52 players, the Cleveland Browns have better players than the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a better roster. The Chiefs, if they had lost today, would have lost to the better team. So this is a really, really good win for Kansas City. That Cleveland team is loaded with studs. They've got a two-headed monster at running back. They got a quarterback that can play. They got a slew of receivers. They had a receiver out today, Beckham Jr., who didn't play. The defense is loaded with pass rushers and talented guys. That football team is stacked with talent. That is a really talented football team. They'll go, in the end, I think, as far as Baker Mayfield will take them. Their game plan today was perfect. They ran the ball. Then they did play action. Then they hit the Chiefs. Mayfield had a fine game. Baker Mayfield in this game threw for 321 yards, 21 out of 28 passing. The one interception was at the end of the game. But they don't really, even though statistically that was close to what Mahomes did, they don't ride him like the Chiefs ride Mahomes. Mahomes has to do it or the Chiefs don't do it. Mayfield is almost complimentary in this offense. They rush for 153 yards. When you're moving the chains, running the clock, and moving the ball, they don't need Mayfield to do a lot of those things. That's how you can tell that they're actually a better football team. That their defense is better than the Chiefs, or it was today. I don't think there's any question it was today. And offensively, they're just loaded with stud talent. The difference, they have Baker Mayfield. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. And that's perhaps oversimplifying football, but it's not. That's the way the game is played in the NFL. And it was a weird day in the NFL in New Orleans. Aaron Rodgers struggled so badly. As they were down 28-3, he got benched and Jordan Love came in. You'd think there was controversy in Green Bay in the offseason. How about in season, Aaron Rodgers getting benched? Is he tanking it? What's he doing? I don't know. It was a terrible performance. All kinds of wild stuff happening around the league in the NFL on this first Sunday of action. But as long as the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, you never quit on a game. You can sit there and be, you know, everybody at this watch party I was at, down with their dauber, 22-10. I'm like, you know, these defenses are figuring the Chiefs out. They're staying back. They're playing deep. And the Chiefs have to stay underneath and not get the big plays. And no more than that happens. Mahomes goes rolling out and buys time and buys time and buys time and throws the long touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. And you're like, well, there it is. And that's what demoralizes teams. And that's the one that really stung the Browns in this game and just completely turned the entire football game emotionally. You just never give up on this team. No matter how bad they play, no matter how far they come from behind, it's always something that's unscripted. Okay? Now, again, that's not a lucky play. That's not a lucky play to heave that ball down there to Tyreek Hill, have him make the adjustment, come back on the ball, and that's not lucky. That's what he's doing. They both were on the same page there. That was not the initial play. But that's the next option when everything else is failing and he's rolling out. So that's not calling a play. That's not a play design. That's just two great players. And what are you going to do when the other guys have somebody like Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill? Just an amazing football game. I honestly, I didn't think they were going to win today. I didn't. I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like the fact that Chiefs couldn't run the ball. And I thought they were in trouble against Cleveland. We said all week long on the podcast, this team, if Cleveland runs the ball, and the Chiefs don't, the Chiefs are in trouble in this game. And that's exactly what happened. Chiefs only rushed for, I think, 70 yards in the game. Cleveland ran for 153. That is a huge disparity. I mean, you're not supposed to win when the other team is doubling you up on the ground. You're not supposed to win. But the turnovers were everything. The takeaways by the defense, the Chiefs definitely would not have won this game in Cleveland. It took every single one of those fans making noise out there to bring this thing home. Chiefs go to 1-0. Doesn't get any easier. You got the Ravens next Sunday night. That is going to be a tough one against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Looking forward to that very, very much. We'll, of course, have all the reaction from the comments and things that are made after this Chiefs game on KKHI on Monday. Stan Weber will be with us as well to break down everything that he saw in this game. And with KU, K-State, and Missouri playing over the weekend, we'll get into all of that on Monday's podcast. But I think you could probably tell in my voice, my heart is still racing from the end of this one. This is just such great entertainment. We are so blessed and fortunate to have a football team that is this fun, this entertaining, and in the end, this good. And you could see the passion and the players, the excitement of Kelce going out and just basically tackling Daniel Sorensen after he tripped Mayfield on that last play. Kelce running out on the field, Mahomes over on the sideline screaming. That they get so excited. Yes, they're professional athletes. Yes, they make millions of dollars. What I've always loved about the NFL is the passion to win the game. You just flat see it like no other sport. And it was thrilling for the Chiefs today. It was thrilling for those players because for a lot of this game, it felt like the Super Bowl. And I'm sure it was going through their head as well. What happened in the Super Bowl? That's gone now. It's a long offseason. Remember how bad that Super Bowl loss was. A long offseason. That was erased in the last 3 minutes of football at Arrowhead on September 12th. Great, great stuff. Again, thanks to Amazing Garage Floors online at AmazingGarageFloors.net for sponsoring the player of the game. And, of course, it is Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill had 11 catches for 197 yards and a touchdown. What a week one for Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, 6 catches, 76 yards, and 2 big touchdowns for the trio of stars on the Kansas City Chiefs offense. When those three click, Chiefs are hard to beat. But it took a lot of work today. That Cleveland team is going to win a lot of football games, folks. That is a really good team. Chiefs beat to go 1-0 on the season and remain undefeated, Patrick Mahomes, in the month of September. Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues Chiefs post-game. And we'll be back up early Monday morning with Stan Weber with much more and then a podcast later in the day on everything else going on in the world.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. Presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.